Jacqueline Engstrom, Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N, Engstrom, E-N-G-S-T-R-O-M. Date of birth is 10-18-1959. This is for date of service, 3-1-2022. Mrs. Engstrom is a 62-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 1 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when she was 5 years old. She also has a history of hypothyroidism, vitamin D deficiency, and chronic kidney disease stage 3. For her diabetes, she is on the Dexcom CGM G6 system and also on the Tandem insulin pump using Novolog insulin. Her basal rate at midnight is 0.45 units an hour, 6 a.m. 0.6 units an hour for a total basal dose of 13.5 units of basal insulin per day. She boluses 1 unit for every 100 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 110. For breakfast, she usually eats a small meal. Lunch is usually leftovers, and dinner is usually meat and vegetables. She snacks on fruits. She walks her dog for exercise, and her last eye exam was about a week ago. She has diabetic retinopathy, which was diagnosed at age 25. For her hypothyroidism, she is on levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily. Plan number one for her type 1 diabetes, the patient's Dexcom CGM was downloaded, and her average blood glucose was noted to be 175. Due to this interpretation, I will adjust her basal rates, and I will change her Tandem insulin pump basal rates to midnight 0.45 units an hour, increase 6 a.m. 0.7 units an hour for a total basal dose of 15.3 units of basal insulin per day. We will continue the insulin to carbohydrate ratio at 1 unit for every 8 grams of carbohydrates with meals, plus 1 unit for every 100 milligrams per deciliter glucose greater than 110. Next number, I have also referred the patient to diabetes education at Florida Hospital. Next number for her hypothyroidism, continue levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily. Next number, the patient checks her blood sugar 4 or more times per day. She makes frequent dose adjustments for insulin therapy based on blood glucose monitoring. She wears the Dexcom CGM. Next number, for her vitamin D deficiency, continue supplementation. Next number, for her chronic kidney disease, continue to follow up with nephrology. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.